Riscario Radio, episode 72. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. Today we look at donation guidelines from Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and Melinda Gates. We'll start with a quotation from Warren Buffett. A philanthropic family on balance is going to feel better about themselves and their progeny than a family that has been hanging on to every single penny. What we give depends on what we have and how much we care. We often become more philanthropic as we age. What if we figured out our plans for giving now? That doesn't mean you must give now, though you could. If you don't have the amount you want to give, then you have an opportunity to save. You can also look at non-financial gifts. Financial gifts. Let's start with these. What's a reasonable amount to give? The answers will vary. Bill, Melinda, and Warren want other U.S. billionaires to donate at least 50% of their net worth while alive or upon death. That amounts to $600 billion. A billionaire can easily donate 50% today and still live in comfort since they'd have at least $500 million left. Setting this relatively low bar helps encourage participation. Later, the amounts donated could increase. Here's what Melinda says. My hope for this is that it takes on this momentum, not only with the billionaires, but it expands out. I do think there's a crowd mentality. It becomes the right thing to do, and so more will because others are doing it. The pledges will show on the Giving Pledge website, but there's no legal binding commitment to follow through. If you go to the blog post that accompanies this podcast, you'll see a link to a video that gives a summary, and there you'll also find links to more details at the bottom of the post. Warren is donating 99% of his net worth. Bill and Melinda are donating 95%. We're not billionaires, but we can also be philanthropic. A simple formula. Bill said, "No one ever said to me we gave more than we should have." How do you figure out how much to give? This formula has three steps. 1. Figure out how much you and your spouse need for the rest of your lives. 2. Figure out how much you want to leave your heirs. Warren said, "A very rich person should leave his kids enough to do anything, but not enough to do nothing." And 3. Donate the rest. Anyone can use this formula. The challenge is figuring out the amounts in the first two steps. What happens if you live another billion seconds? Do you have enough money? If your donation takes place through your estate after both you and your spouse have died, you probably won't have much worry over running out of money. That's the biggest fear that Napoleon Hill identified back in 1937. Non-financial gifts. You don't have to give money. You can donate something more personal and precious, your time and attention. You have as much as any billionaire. P.S. Leveraging lets you donate more. We'll look at how next time. You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's R-I-S-C-A-R-I-O. And follow on Twitter. Thanks for listening.